So Acts 17, starting at verse 10. As soon as it was night, the brothers sent Paul and Silas away to Berea. On arriving there, they went to the Jewish synagogue. Now the Bereans were of more noble character than the Thessalonians, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. Many of the Jews believed, as did also a number of prominent Greek women and many Greek men. When the Jews in Thessalonica learned that Paul was preaching the word of God at Berea, they went up there too, agitating the crowds and stirring them up. The brothers immediately sent Paul to the coast, but Silas and Timothy stayed at Berea. The men who escorted Paul brought him to Athens and then left with instructions for Silas and Timothy to join him as soon as possible. And then 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, starting at verse 2, page 1186. We always thank God for all of you, mentioning you in our prayers. We continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers loved by God, that he has chosen you because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit, and with deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord. In spite of severe suffering, you welcomed the message with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. And so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The Lord's message rang out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it, for they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath.
I chose those verses to read because in the first passage we read, it seemed like everything had gone wrong and Paul was thrown out of Thessalonica. And it was like he wasted his time there. But when you go into the Thessalonians, you see that in fact, even in the short time he'd been there, he'd sowed the seed. And the people trusted God, and even though they were persecuted, they were able to follow him. So this is the encouragement about this, that we don't always understand how God's working, but it is God who does the work and is able to help people. And so we just rely on him. So can we just have the next slide, please? Yeah, so the Thai Pocket Testament League. I'll try not to go on too long. As with all these things, it's a mixture of preaching, witnessing, distributing Christian literature and caring for people. You really can't separate these apart. So, and it applies to all the people that we're talking about. So if we go on to... So here's a picture of an elephant in a shop. Thailand, parts of Thailand are very wealthy, and this is a place set up for tourists, and in fact there's probably more stuff there and at a higher quality than you can buy in most English shops. So it's not necessarily a poor place, but there are very poor people. So it's a land of contrast. If we go on, so this is some try and sing tong and minas with them. And they like to take us places when we go there to say thank you for the support we give. And they want it to be a partnership, so it's not just we give them things, but they give us things as well. And you may not... If you're interested in chopsticks and place settings, Seng Tong gave Mina 2 packs of these to bring here. So if anybody would like some, if they want to come afterwards, they can take them. But it's a symbol of them not just being dependent on us, but they're giving us things as well, which is a good balance. So if we go to the next picture. So this is now getting out into the more normal Thai life, and there's going to be a baptism. So if we go on, and they are holding an open-air service on the street. And there isn't any physical persecution, so people can do, if they want, someone wants to organise it, they can organise it. So although it's barely 1% of Thai people are Christians, they have the freedom to go and do things. If we go on, so this is going to be a baptism. So Somchai does quite a lot of baptisms because where he does his work, there's quite a lot of people become Christians who weren't Christians. And so then he tries to, they have baptism services quite often. And this, as you can see, they're getting ready to get wet. But the other thing is you see that they're all ages, but they're not. Somchai's work isn't purely for older people, it's for all generations. And if we go on to the next one. So then we go somewhere quite different because Somchai travels around. This is up in the an earlier hairstyle for his wife, and they're up in the mountains with the tribes. And the old people there, no one's looking after them. They really live hand-to-mouth existence. So they take food, and as well as giving them Christian leaflets, but they try and support them so that they can, especially in the winter when it gets cold. So if we go to the next one, and then this is the youngsters. So they're able to work with all age groups. And so if we go on, and you see they had the screen. So one of the things is they will show them pictures and use the screen and films, Christian films. And then, see, I think this young lady, they must do a course, and because they don't give them the Bible straight away. But she's done the qualifying course and become a Christian. And so they're giving her a Bible to help her in her studies. And so then these things, Somchai writes leaflets. So these are all different leaflets. Some of them have got quite graphic illustrations on them. I think the one with the man gritting his teeth, I think it's about fear. But these are the sort of things that does. And then this one is where he sends literature into Cambodia because it's much cheaper to print literature in Thailand than in Cambodia. It costs about 4 or 5 times as much to print it in Cambodia. So they print it in Thailand and he ships it across the border. And so this is probably a Cambodian man. If we go to the next... And there they are praying. It's Seng Tong's up the end here. But they're the men that are going to be out delivering, and they're just committing it to God as they prepare to go. And so if we go on to the next one, the children, as usual, they always like a nice picture with a load of pamphlets. And then you see that's a picture in a Thai church. And it's quite mixed congregation from young to old. I mean, that is characteristic. It's not... our congregations tend to be nearer one age, but they're quite spread. And all sorts of people there. And the thing that has happened now is that Somchai's recognised that they used to have big events but it's better to have smaller events. So he calls this one camping in the garden. And so they have about, so we can see how many people they've got there if we go to the next one. And they teach them, and they have in the, they've just been doing this in their summer holidays, teaching, you see, quite mixed age. And that's what he finds is more effective than having bigger groups now. And so that's what he's doing. So if we go to the next one. So please pray for his safety and his good health. His wife is much better in health than she was. She was quite ill at one stage. He's 70, and his management team think he can go on to 80. I don't know quite how they work that out. He's obviously still got energy. I mean, he is a very energetic man. And pray for the spiritual growth and establishment of the new believers. There is a lot of new believers. It's what we found, first of all, when we got to know about him, because he came to England and stayed with my parents. My parents didn't really, well, a bit dubious about how many people he was claiming to reach. And then we took my mum and dad to Thailand to see what he was doing, and they saw the follow-up work, and they said, this is real, that he's able to meet all these people and help them. So that's that. So I think that's the last one there. Yeah. Right, so what I want to do is there's just one reading and then we'll close. We've seen people doing different things, working for God. And in 2 Timothy 2, verse 20, it says, in a large house there are dishes and bowls of all kinds. Some are made of silver and gold, others of wood and clay. Some are for special occasions, others for ordinary use. If anyone makes himself clean from all those evil things, he will be used for special purposes, because he is dedicated and useful to his master, ready to be used for every good deed. So this says the challenge is for us. We may not go to another country, or we may find it difficult talking to other people, but God wants us to do what he wants. And if we make ourselves available, he's promised to use us. So the challenge is to make ourselves available and let him do his work, whatever that may be. And it can be quite a wide range of things, but just to let God work in us. So if we're going to come round up,